You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
February 15th, 2008,
with our musical guest,
Abra Moore.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Yes, my name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them like musical tarot cards. I like to think of the show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. On tap for today's show, we've got singer-songwriter Abra Moore, and we'll be answering questions using the shuffle function on my MP3 player with her CD. Now, whether you are a first-time listener or one of our die-hard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so please stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball show. But first, please, please give your attention to those wonderfully intrepid businesses whose generous support makes this broadcast possible.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for drink specials, free foosball, and happy hour, 6 to 8 p.m. every night of the week. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitalhillarts.com.
Thank you for listening to Radio 8 Ball. We are only able to produce this broadcast through the generous support of our sponsors. Advertising on Radio 8 Ball is a great way to support the exploration of synchronicity while getting the word out about your business, band, or event to the many loyal listeners of Radio 8 Ball and Alternative Talk 1150. For more information, please write to info@radio8ball.com.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. On the line from the great state of Texas, I believe, we have Abra Moore. Hello,
yay.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Abra.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
It's good to have you
love
here.
Love it. It's good to be here.
So where,
to
where,
be there.
Where are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my cell phone in my car.
Which is where? Where? What?
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Okay.
Austin, Texas. Yes, I'm actually a couple blocks from the house, so I'm not going to be driving and talking.
For very long.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and you must be gearing up for South by Southwest. Getting excited about that?
I am getting excited. Gosh, it's going to be, I hear, pretty amazing this year. Lots of wonderful, amazing talent.
Including your friends Two Loons for Tea, who were...
Two Loons. God, yeah, they're amazing. Yeah,
yeah, they were the musical guest at the live Radio 8 Ball we did last night. And
oh, what fun.
It was my first time getting to see them live, and Jonathan and Sarah are really something special.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah. So do you understand how Radio 8 Ball works? We're going to be asking questions and then using your music to played on random to divine the answers.
Yes, that sounds fun.
So,
sounds fun.
I'm going to start off by asking a question and yes. pressing shuffle function, and we'll see what we get. And I have to say, yeah, I never really, sometimes I have a really clear idea of what I want to ask, but it's tough because these the Friday shows we do here on the radio, the day after our live shows, I feel like I've got all my questions answered.
Exactly.
But I do, here I do have a question. This is one that I think I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to. I'm not an expert on astrology, but doing the show, I've attracted a lot of astrology experts into my life. And so they're always glad to tell me that Mercury retrograde is upon us or not upon us. Are you familiar with Mercury retrograde?
I am.
So
a little bit, yeah.
Well, we're just.
I am when my friend tells me.
Yeah, pretty much the same. I'm the same way. But we're just coming out of a Mercury retrograde pattern. Yeah.
Gosh.
It ends on Monday.
It's going to get a little more peaceful?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I hope so.
Well, that's what I want to ask. I want to ask what a theme song for all of us who are about to end our Mercury retrograde on Monday. So
What was that?
Well, I'm looking for a theme song, like a response from the Pop Oracle for the end of the Mercury retrograde pattern for me personally, but also for all of us who are listening. So now I'm going to press shuffle function, and we'll see what song we get. And when we come back, we'll interpret the answer. So are you ready?
Yes.
Here comes the first answer.
Thank you.
And hello? That was the song You from Abramore's CD On the Way.
That sounded good through the phone.
Yeah. And that was the answer to my question, looking for a theme song for all of us who are ending our Mercury retrograde on Monday. So, Abra, do you want to tell me either your interpretation of how that song, you think that song might have answered the question, or simply maybe give us some insight into where you were coming from when you wrote that song?
Ooh, well, maybe the retrograde thing, if maybe somebody was going through a turbulent transitional relationship thing and then they just landed on the one and everything smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And where I was when I wrote that, I was falling in love. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that butterfly time, you know, where you're in the beginning stages of a relationship is when I wrote that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's about, so I guess the way, what we could take from that is that, yeah, that now the messes or difficulties that come up around Mercury retrograde, that once you've worked those out, that that what's waiting is, you know, you create a space for love to come into.
Exactly.
And for newness. And it could be in a relationship, or it could be just, you know, it could be in a, you know, in whatever you're doing, wherever
yes.
you find the love.
Yes.
I think that was really great. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. Did you write all the songs on this CD?
I wrote all of them except one that I didn't write. My friend Tom Freund, are you familiar with him?
He's a
wonderful songwriter. Yes. I've known him for years, and I've just always been a fan of that song. I just love that song.
Which one did he write?
No Turning Back.
No Turning Back.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and so I just wanted to capture it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's a little example of how Radio 8 Ball works, and in the next segment, we are going to be opening up the phone lines. I'll give you out the number. The number here is 425-373-5527. We're going to come back and we're going to answer your questions for the next hour using the music of Abramore. So start dialing that number, 425-373-5527. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more Radio 8 Ball.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for happy hour drink specials, 6 to 8 p.m. every night. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
Radio 8 Ball welcomes critically acclaimed Canadian artist Veda Hilly to the Capitol Hill Arts Center on March 13th.
You are blind, blind, blind. The city of your life in the city.
Andy Partridge of XTC calls her music one of the most starkly beautiful things I have ever heard in my life.
I am made of iron, iron maiden bleeder.
The Radio 8 Ball Show with Veda Hilly, Thursday, March 13th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin, this is my second call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
Doodly.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers to the question. Our musical guest, our musical Pop Oracle on today's show is Abra Moore, calling in from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And we have a caller on the line, Kaylin from Seattle. Hello, Kaylin. Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi.
It's good to have you here. What is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, I'm calling about a friend of mine. I'm concerned about her because she's putting all her eggs in one basket. Essentially, she just met this guy. She's really invested in him. And she's distancing from all her friends and her family. And I'm just wondering how her relationship's going to work out and how her life's going to turn out, because I know she's prone to depression, so I'm a little worried.
Okay, well, I've picked a... I'm going to push shuffle function on Abra's CD, and we will see what we get, and then afterwards we'll come back and we'll get Abra's help in interpreting the answer.
Okay, thank you.
Here comes your reading. That was an instrumental track from Abra's CD. It's the last track on it. It's called On the Way, Coda, which was the answer to Kaylin from Seattle's question about her friend who she's afraid is putting all her eggs in one basket and wondering how it's going to work out. So first of all, Kaylin, do you want to attempt an interpretation of that musical piece, or do you want to hear what we think first?
Nice to know where Abra was at when she wrote the song, because that might provide some insight.
Yeah. Abra?
Well, the actual song, that's kind of like just the end of the record, but the actual song that that's connected to is a song about, this woman, she's right in the beginning stages of a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this song is about the same thing. It's kind of about following this person home after, you know, following him to his house, like the beginning stages of a relationship, kind of a falling in love thing. That's what that song is.
Okay. Do you know if that relationship panned out well in the end, or maybe that would be helpful?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Some turbulence.
Okay. Well, maybe that's a good sign for my friend. I hope so.
Maybe. Yay.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, but I think it's interesting that, I mean, I'm not familiar with the song. Maybe it'll come up later in the show, but if the song itself was optimistic, that coda had a very foreboding sort of tone. So Not so much thinking. One of the things I should say is when we do this musical divination, it's not so much an indicator of the future, but an indicator of the present. And when you ask about someone else, it's rarely does it actually give you an interpretation about or for them, but more of a reflection of your state of mind. You're thinking about them when you ask the question.
Yeah.
So I could see this as being...
There's turbulence in that song. It's like the relationship is heartbreaking, but it ends up a positive, but there's a lot of turbulence in it. That's what all the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that can be a good description of our friendship at this stage, you know, just the adjustment of having this other person who's always in the picture and
right,
and adjusting to just how that affects our friendship. So,
right.
I mean, hopefully it's a sign that she and I as friends will continue to have a strong relationship despite whatever changes come into play. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also the fact that it was an instrumental piece might suggest that the solution, resolution, transformation of this situation isn't going to come from words.
That it, right.
It's going to come from something that's deeper, that's happening more on the experiential level, unspoken communication, like maybe... Oh, I mean, the thing that if it was my question, it would make me think is like, is there a way that I can silence the, you know, maybe the critical voice in my head? It came up in a question at the live show last night that we did. Someone was asking a question about a friend and the answer, actually about a sibling, and the answer that came up seemed to indicate that the best thing that they could do is let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And then in letting them go, something else becomes possible. Another thing becomes possible. Like when, as long as you're sort of triangulated in the situation with this couple, then you're gonna be bringing agitation to it. Whereas if you can let go, maybe there'll be problems that'll happen in this relationship, and then you'll actually be able to be available to be a supportive person rather than. You know, even if you aren't saying it, if you're the critical one and then there's a problem, if it was me and I was in a relationship, I wouldn't want to go to my friends who are critical of my partner when I'm having difficulties because it's part of a, like, I'm afraid I'm going to get I told you so, you know, or someone else's axe to grind. So maybe there is something there about letting, you know, letting the chatter around this, the mind chatter around this relationship go a little bit and seeing what arises.
That's definitely true. I was living with her, and now I'm not living with her. But back when we were in the same space, sharing that space together, there was a lot of negative chatter in my head in regards to everything that was going on. So, I mean, getting my own space has definitely been helpful. And to clear that chatter, and I think you're right. It's just a matter of letting go and letting things flow, and not getting too tied up into it. So,
yeah. Well, good luck, and good luck to your friend.
Well, thank you.
And the fella in the question too, all three of you. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, by the way, Abra.
Thank you.
You can find, by the way, you can find Abra's music on Sarathan Records. Sarathan Records was the sponsor of last night's Radio 8 Ball show, and I really like those people. They got great taste in music, and they're just excellent folks. And you can call in now and get your question answered by the music of Abra Moore by calling 425-373-5527. Again, that number is 425-373-5527. Operators are standing by. Abra, when are you going to come up to Seattle and perform for us up here?
Gosh, I hope someday soon, maybe summertime. Where are we at now? No, maybe summertime. I'm not sure.
Have you performed in Seattle before?
I have. The double door?
Triple door.
Triple door.
Maybe it was maybe you were here so long ago that it was the double door back then.
Ha 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 ha.
So.
And there's another theater there. There's a few really nice theaters there. Yeah.
Let me give out the number one more time, and then I'd like to have you ask a question if you've got one. The number is 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527. We'd love to help you divine the answer to your innermost questions. And as a demonstration of that, we're going to do that for our... We're going to do a little, like, mirror, mirror on the wall here with Abra Moore. We're gonna, you ask a question, and then you'll get the answer from your own muse. So what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
My question is... will there be some relief in the resistance that I've been enduring thus far?
Will there be some relief from the resistance you've been experiencing so far?
Yeah, in the universe.
Okay. Well, I'm pressing shuffle function, so we'll see what answer we get. Here it comes.
Once you cry. crossed over, there's no turning back. 'Cause once she crossed over, there's no turning back.
That fade.
Yay.
That was Abramore from her CD On the Way and the song No Turning Back, the answer to her question, will there be some relief from the resistance I've been experiencing lately from the universe?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that as the answer to your question?
No turning back, just forward march.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. It's sort of related to my question, the Mercury retrograde question, because if you've been experiencing loss of what's seeming resistance.
How long has it been in retrograde?
Since January 19th, 20th, 23rd, 24th, something around there. Yeah. And I know that it's been, I've been experiencing a lot of resistance as well. That's, I think that's one of the things that my friends who are astrologically experienced tell me is that one of the best ways to approach Mercury retrograde is that all the things that are seeming to not be working are actually a sign that things are working the way they are supposed to. And the more that you can approach, sort of let your own agenda go during Mercury retrograde times, the more you sort of are able to sort of use the end of Mercury retrograde to slingshot yourself back out in the direction that you want to be going.
Right. Okay.
So, what I was thinking there was one line in there. I couldn't find the lyrics online, but there was a line about everything being perfect. What was that line? Something, everything's perfect right now, or
I don't know.
Does that I don't know. Yes, there is something about that, about, maybe just recognizing that the things that are seemingly imperfect are actually perfect. That these resistances, that the relief from the resistance isn't the end of the resistance, it's the end of the struggle.
Exactly.
With the resistance.
Yes. Yes.
It's the end of your resistance.
Right, exactly.
Awesome. That's great. That's a beautiful song. And I believe that we have a caller who would like to access the Pop Oracle. So why don't we bring them on the line? It's Laura calling from, I'm not sure where, but welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Laura.
Thank you.
You're calling from Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you called into the show before?
No, never.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you to
Radio 8 Ball. We're here with Abram Moore, and what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, so I am an animal lover, and I just recently adopted a 7-year-old Dalmatian, and he's got some really pretty serious health problems. We think he has some kind of pneumonia or something, so he's at the doctor right now, and I guess I just wanted to ask a kind of general question about his prognosis. Like, is he going to pull through?
Okay. Well, I'm going to press shuffle function here, and we'll see which one of Abramore's songs has an answer for you and your 7-year-old Dalmatian.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Abramore from her CD On the Way on Sarathon Records and the song Sugar Eat. Oops, sorry about that.
Yay.
Going into another song.
Interesting that it went into the next song.
Sugar Eat. First of all, what did you think about what's interesting about it going into the next song?
Because the next song I wrote about my dog.
Oh.
No kidding.
Scotty. Yes. I had a dog that I had 17 years, and she was just an amazing, amazing dog. And she, you know, eventually got diabetes and everything, and I had to put her down, and I wrote that song for her. Anyway.
But that was the song. But now tell us about Sugar Eat. What's the... Now, Sugar Eat is the national park, right?
Yes, it is, in New Mexico. Yes, and, that's just about surviving and just finding your way in the world. That seemed like a good answer to that song. Huh?
I have to share something with you, Abra, because it's just amazing. This dog, he was found wandering through a pasture in eastern Washington.
Wow.
Around November of last year, and I guess he was just, you know, literally stumbling along and injured, and
wow.
He was found and taken in, and then the guy that had adopted him just couldn't be there
right.
during the day. So I found him online, and it's just some of the lyrics in your song really, it kind of, the way I interpreted it was that
right.
the song was almost from the dog's perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yay.
I love the line, pining for the lightning. Something
yeah.
about that is a beautiful line. Following the darkness, pining for the lightning.
Yeah.
wow. I'm also a big fan, and I've seen the video for Sugar Eat, and I noticed there's a really beautiful dog in that video.
There
as well.
Sure is.
Yeah. Is that your dog?
No, it's my manager's dog.
Aw.
Yeah, Dallas. His name's Dallas.
Very cool.
Well,
yay.
That's great. Thanks a lot for calling and sharing your question. And what's the name of your dog?
Elvis.
Well,
aww.
let's give a shout out to Elvis. Woof woof.
Elvis.
Right on. Thank you so much,
yay.
You guys.
And
thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck. Okay.
Bye.
And we have a caller on the line from West Seattle, a caller with the name Satori. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Satori.
Hi.
Hi.
In the interest of full disclosure, Satori is one of our regular sacred ushers at the live Radio 8 Ball show. So,
all right.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the radio format.
Thank you.
So
I'm glad to be here.
What's your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, it's kind of long and drawn out to a degree, but I'm trying to bring it fully into this reality. So, in an action type way. So my question is basically, what is the, like, result, or what will be the result of seeing, someone, very dear to my heart again soon. And what are the implications of that in terms of my growth and my foundation?
So you're asking about the experience of seeing someone who's been very close to you very soon, and how will that play out?
Yeah, how will that play out? And basically, is my foundation ready for that?
Okay.
I guess that's kind of two questions, but yeah.
We got it. I'm going to push shuffle function on the CD here, and we'll see what we get.
Okay.
Here comes your answer. With you. That was the song On the Way from Abramore's CD, hey. On the Way. And that was a song we heard the coda of earlier. So exactly. This is like a Quentin Tarantino film where we hear the end first and then get the beginning at the end. And that was the answer to Satori's question, wondering about how it's going to be when she is with someone who's been close to her in the past, and how will that be for her? So, are you with us, Satori?
I am with you.
Were you able to hear that song?
Yeah, I was. I was able to hear it.
So, do you want to give us your interpretation of how that song answers your question first, or do you want to hear what we think first?
Well, I just want to say that is amazing. The lines about coming into your house, like I wasn't fully able to get all the lyrics, but what I'm getting is that there were some lines about coming into your house and like experiencing all the color and the light and being with you, the light flickers and fades, you know, and seeing this person again, I'm going to be going into a new house. I'm going to physically into a new house, but also an old house at the same time. And so there's this like paradox happening in between that. And so experiencing his new house, his new self, or his transformation, and also looking back at the old house and like seeing the how that trajectory has come, you know, in reference to all the experience that we've had together. And just, well, the interpretation fully, like, what I'm getting right now from the Pop Oracle, from that song, is that this is good. Like, I'm supposed to go and, like, be there and, like, look at him and, like, experience that. And
yeah.
And not to be scared. Like, I've been on this little line of, like, is it time yet? Am I going to go there and just be totally not ready? And is my foundation going to get shaken? And what's going to happen, you know? And so the Pop Oracle is telling me that I'm okay and it's okay and I should go. And
That's great. I'm
gonna stop talking now.
So, Abra, we only have a very little time, but do you want to give us just a little? You talked a little bit about that song in the first part of the show.
Yes.
Is there anything that you can add as far as Satori's situation?
Yeah, that seems like a pretty right on song for what you're getting ready to step forward into.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect, and I thought it was, you know, there's a real feeling of safety in that song.
Yeah,
that you are like, it just sort of like being not just safety, but almost like comforting and nurturing. Mm-hmm. And the Pop Oracle gave you that that vibe, that feeling tone is really, I thought, really sweet.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. And just that, like, in the past I haven't felt safe. And so this is, the Pop Oracle is just saying, okay, the light is green. The light is green.
Yay.
And it's safe.
Awesome.
You have been listening to an abridged broadcast of this Radio 8 Ball show. To listen to the full 1-hour-long podcast, please visit www.radio8ball.com.
I'd like to thank
Abra Moore
and our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.